16-year-old Ali Seeger's father served in Iraq 2 years ago. He's back now, but while he was gone, Seeger says she found it hard to talk with her friends about what it was like to have a parent in a war zone.
I would try to talk to some of my friends about it, and they'd just be like, shut up. One of my friends was like, well, my dad goes away for business all the time. I was like, are you kidding? That's for like a week. I bet he calls you every night, and, you know, he's not being, like, shot at all hours of the day.
Seeger says when her dad called from Iraq, she couldn't talk to him because she would start crying. The assistant director of the Wisconsin National Guard's family program is Vicki Edgren. When her husband was deployed, she says their daughter had the same problems.
She did the same thing. She heard her dad's voice on the phone. She couldn't talk to him. She froze up. She didn't want to speak. And we find that it's, for kids, the easiest way to explain it is by hearing their voice again. They have to mentally and physically and emotionally separate from them all over again.
Edgren hopes Seeger's efforts to recruit military kids for the school supply drive will help them see they aren't alone.
If they get together with other kids who are living the same thing, they form a real significant bond that helps them to get through these times.
The goal is to raise money for 100 backpacks by July 29th and then hold a packing party to fill them with pencils, notebooks, scissors, and rulers. Edgren says similar projects have had positive results, both for the Iraqis on the receiving end and for the American donors. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.